It's going to be a good conversation for Mr. McFadden. It's now 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the hour in which we tend to get off the beaten path onto things that are a little bit more esoteric, shall we say. And so the case here for Guinness beer will be made.
Yeah.
Mark McGovern is going to join us from the folks at Guinness. This is something that attracts a great deal of attention, and Mr. McFadden likes Guinness.
I don't know.
You choose Guinness when you are in pubs, or I didn't call them pubs at home, when you go into a
we do the microbrew thing here. That's the popular thing here. So the local pub that I go to in my neighborhood.
You're talking about Guinness.
Yeah, well, I go for that darker beer and black and tans, which you use Guinness for a lot of the time.
My favorite.
Is my beer of choice, a black and tan.
Yours too, Jennifer?
I do like a black and tan. I don't always get it, but I do like
it.
When I was in Ireland,
beer.
I drank a lot of black and tan.
Really? I don't see you drinking beer. I see you drinking wine, but I don't see you drinking beer.
I dabble in beer.
I mean, I've been to dinner with you many times. I don't remember you ever ordering a beer. I remember plenty of glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm. Wine's a dinner thing. But if I'm going out to a pub, just relaxing, a beer is great.
Is it? Yeah. All right, well, we're going to talk to the man who's responsible. His name is not Guinness, so he's in it for the money, sort of. He's got to work. If his name was Guinness, he wouldn't have to work at it.
I'm in it for the free beer, so everything's even here.
And in heaven, there is no beer. Remember that? So we can change that context here. Contextually, let's see, how do we do that? I'm going to work on a new chorus to that song as we meet
in
Mark.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Uh-huh.
It's a polka.
And if you're smart, you're going to be drinking Guinness.
That's right.
She turns every conversation
everything
into a polka.
Right, exactly. Good day time is 9 past the hour.
I'm not big on to-do lists. Why waste time writing when I could be doing? So drop your pencil and gear up for fall with deals at John Deere, including $700 off both X700 Select Series tractors and the Gator XUV 825i. Visit a participating John Deere dealer by October 26th. Some conditions apply.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exogen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
1, 2, 3.
Bear, 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 Jimmy, bear, bear, bear.
A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, a long-tailed man by the name of Charlie Mott, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hop.
Wait a minute, let's go back to 1759 instead of that. Where'd you get that, Rizzi? That's new history, it's not old history.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care when they invented it.
Arthur Guinness, that was his name, right?
That's the one.
Arthur Guinness. Joining me now on Good Day is Mark McGovern, who comes to us from Guinness. And there's pictures all over the place. The other day I was in the... Is that the brew house? Where did I go?
Yeah, the Guinness, storehouse, which is located in the heart of the St. James's Gate Brewery, which is what started, of course, in 1759 with Arthur Guinness.
Yeah, and he bought that land. It was a good supply of water, I guess, easy to get at. And what else was the reason? There were a lot, of course, that time there were farms all over the place, so they could bring the barley in.
Absolutely. So it was it would have been a very rundown brewery now when Arthur purchased it, but it had access to a water source, and he got a pretty good deal on the brewery because he actually signed it for 9,000 years, the lease.
Yeah, he got a lease that you can see, Richie, a copy of the lease.
Really?
For 9,000 3,000 years. And this guy, like, somebody gave him 750 quid, right? That was how I remember hearing that.
About 100 pounds, actually. 100 but 100 pounds, of course, back in the day was a lot of money. But he would have purchased a four-acre site for 100 pounds, and then the agreement was 45 pounds per year for 9,000 years. So it was a pretty good deal for a city centre location.
And they're still paying the 45 pounds a year for it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the situation is there in more recent years, but certainly for a long time they did pay, 45 pounds. It's an amazing plot of land, and it is 60 acres today, so it's grown a huge amount since then.
We can buy into that deal. Easily, in fact, right? So why is Guinness, and this is going to be sort of prejudicial, but I'm interested in, Richie, you actually could probably conduct this more intelligently than I, because I'm not a beer drinker. I just,
I guess the thing that interests me is off the top of it. Right, is Guinness is a stout. It's a nice, dark, hearty beer. And over there in, Ireland and Scotland and England, they've always liked the hearty beers, where we've kind of always drank the light beers, even though our beer originates from over there. So what's the difference? How do we get such a different beer history from you guys?
Yeah, well, I suppose with the dark beer, as I said, Guinness started in 1759, and it's, I suppose, a taste that we developed over the years, and I suppose over the years it grew in popularity. But back originally when Arthur started brewing Guinness, he actually brewed ales as well. So it wasn't all stout or porter as it would have been known back then from the very beginning. So he would have also brewed ales, which would have been actually the more popular drink at the time. But it was only...
Ales are more popular than beer.
As a type of beer, they would have been very, very popular, but it was actually later on that really Arthur specifically kind of, I suppose, went straight down the stout route completely. He moved away from ales and then focused everything, and obviously as time has gone on, that was a really good decision.
How do you know your market? How do you know, back in that era there wasn't marketing like there is today, but you try something, put it out there and see what's popular and that's it? Was there any other competition around for beer production at that time?
Oh, there would have been a lot of competition, absolutely, but I suppose we have a archivist actually in the storehouse who knows a lot about what would have been the more popular at the time, but certainly Guinness grew in popularity, and they actually exported from very early days, so they actually would have been very successful because they started exporting very, very early, so it became very, very popular, and even places today like Africa, for example, are some of the biggest markets for Guinness around the world.
Africa.
Yeah, so parts of Africa like Nigeria, for example, would be one of the largest markets in the world for
Really?
Guinness. Yeah.
That is surprising.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
Because we export it so early.
What is the proper way to drink? I mean, over here in the States, obviously, we like our beer nice and cold. And I love a black and tan. But what is the proper way to drink a Guinness? What temperature?
I would say probably in and around kind of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. I think that's about 44, 46 Fahrenheit.
Okay. So
and that's what we try and do, because actually at the Guinness Storehouse in Dublin, which is the home of Guinness where I work, that's what we try and do. We try and get people to understand how do you pour that perfect pint of Guinness, because it does have that very iconic appearance. You've got that lovely creamy head on the dark liquid, and there are 6 kind of steps to the perfect pint of Guinness that people do learn when they come to the storehouse.
Sure.
It's about creating that beautiful visual effect and the approximately 2 minutes wait that's involved with having your pint of Guinness.
How long does it take to create a pint of Guinness from stem to stern, top to bottom?
They say approximately 119 and a half seconds, which is just under 2 minutes. So that's how long it takes, because you have to actually pour in a two-step process.
No. To brew.
No, you certainly can't brew it in 2 minutes.
That was amazing.
To actually pour it, the process of pouring is 2 minutes. But to actually make the beer, I believe it's somewhere around 7 to 9 days. I'm not sure exactly. I'd have to get our master brewer to check it. There is a maturation process, but it's nothing like the, obviously things like whiskeys, and that would be much longer.
Right, aging it. You just need to kind of get the sugar out of it. So.
Yeah, and you have to mature it. Of course you do. There's a maturation process, but I'd have to check with our master brewer to see exactly how long.
So tell me about this pouring process. I didn't know about that. I mean, obviously, I know when you do a black and tan, it's very intricate to be able to layer them. But when you're just pouring a Guinness, how should we be pouring it?
Well, there's six steps, as we say. The first step would be, well, you obviously use a Guinness branded glass because the Guinness glass is shaped, tulip shaped, so
right.
It's perfect for creating the pour. The second thing is you hold your glass at about a 45 degree angle,
okay,
and keep the glass away from the nozzle, and then you pour the liquid, pulling the handle towards you, and you actually fill it.
Why does that make a difference?
Because what, for the angle of the glass?
Yeah, but it's just so, you know,
it makes a big difference.
It does actually, yeah, because you
big huge foamy head where it's all just foam.
Yeah, Guinness is nitrogenated, so by giving it a smooth
pour,
by giving it a smooth pour, it basically creates, what happens is when you leave the beer to settle for just under a couple of minutes, it actually gives time for the nitrogen gas to settle, and that's why you see that kind of surge effect in the pour.
So what would they use before nitrogen gas?
Well, obviously there would have been kind of carbonated, like there's an older form of Guinness which would be known as Guinness Extra Stout, which you see in the bottles, the kind of white label bottle, so it was more carbonated. But what Guinness Draft does is it gives a creamier head and a smoother taste. It's actually two purposes.
When you go into the Guinness the storehouse,
yeah,
there are bottles from way back. It was one of the great things on the wall. You can see bottles, hundreds of bottles, of how Guinness was presented at the various stages along the way. Did they originally sell it in bottles, and where the bottle, how did they make bottles back then?
Yeah.
In large, you know, these are, if you're going to sell a lot of it, you got to make it. And I think glass blowing wasn't a fast process, was it?
I'm not that sure, to be honest with you.
Now you'll find out for the next guy.
Yeah, exactly. But no, yeah, you're right. A lot of it would have been bottled Guinness. I'm not totally sure on that.
Okay, so Doug,
yes,
there are studies out there that claim that Guinness can be beneficial for the heart, and researchers say that there's a lot of antioxidant compounds.
Right. The barley.
Should we be drinking Guinness for our health?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. We wouldn't be. We wouldn't be saying that. Actually, back in the day, historically, and you would have seen in Guinness advertising, you know, that there was, you know, messages like Guinness is good for you because it's, you know, they would have, you know, these were old advertising campaigns. We would not promote that anymore. But certainly Guinness, you know, like Guinness has approximately 196 calories, which would be, you know, it's not as heavy as people think.
That's
it
not
is.
Bad.
Yeah, for a dark beer.
Doctors recommend drinking Guinness beers.
Well,
smoking Camel cigarettes.
Right.
I have to ask you this question, because when I was just in Ireland, my grandfather ordered a Guinness in a pub, and he actually put just a sprinkle of salt in it. Is that something normal? He said that kind of, it makes it even better for him.
My uncle used to do that.
No, I haven't heard of that myself now, the salt.
Yeah.
I have never heard of that, but certainly no. Like Guinness is, you know, lovely taste, but no, we definitely wouldn't be recommending it.
No
for health,
okay.
Health benefits, no, we would not.
No health benefits. All right, but this is kind of cool, though, knowing about Guinness, which is one of the great exports and also one of the great domestic beers here. But you must sell a lot more offshore than you do drink than it's sold here.
Obviously Ireland would be a huge market for Guinness. But yeah, we sell in approximately 150 countries. We sell about 10 million glasses of Guinness every day.
Shipped on 10 million glasses of Guinness.
10 million glasses of Guinness would be enjoyed every day.
Where else is it brewed beside here?
Approximately 45 countries.
Really?
Yeah.
They brew it like Miller at home. They have Anheuser-Busch got a plant here and a plant there.
Well, you'll be glad to know that actually all of the Guinness for the U.S. actually is brewed here at St. James's Gate, because we actually brew at this brewery for all of Europe. Ireland, the UK, and the US. So
really? Water's all good stuff.
Absolutely. So you get it, what
put
we call
it
straight from the, we call it straight from the gate.
So the boat ships it over.
Yeah.
How long does it take for it to get from there to here?
You're hitting me with some questions today that I don't know.
Facts, man.
But what I will say is we brew 3 million pints of Guinness per day at the St. James's Gate Brewery, where you would have been. So that's the production that we do. You're very lucky that you're among those ones that do get the Guinness straight from here.
A lot of peeing going on there. All right. Mark McGovern, thank you, from Guinness. Everybody wants a beer.
Everybody
will drink to that. Beer, Mark, thanks.
Thanks.
21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great.
Take a break.
See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck? To the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's right, see? Condoms. Everybody needs a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Exactly.
You know who that thing do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson farm Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Three minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen in Ireland. One of our listeners says to look up Keith Cranston, who's listening on DougSteffen.com. Cranston Landscape Services in Tyndale Park in Lisburn. Wherever Lisburn is. Anybody here know where Lisburn is? Where's Lisburn? It's Northern Ireland? All right, okay. Northern Ireland, listening to DougSteffen.com. Very cool. That's nice. Thank you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Rich and Jennifer and I are here figuring out. What are you laughing at?
Roberta. Roberta's on a mission today. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Rich.
Oh, hi, Roberta. Why are you on the phone and not on your regular
broadcast line? Let's do a number on Time Warner just for fun.
Exactly, because for the last month, Time Warner Cable, the internet connection has been completely unstable. I have called numerous times. They've had technicians here, and they have given me such a go-round of BS you cannot imagine.
You're in New York City, and for last week, for 3 days, you didn't have any internet service. Is that correct?
That is correct. And to top it off, they said to me today, well, we could possibly get a technician out to you between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Right.
Like,
you're doing a big favor.
I'll just sit around all day and wait.
Right. You're not the only one, Roberta. You know who else is having trouble? You know who else is having trouble in New York?
Who?
I'm sorry, Jennifer?
Patrick Stewart also had big trouble with Time Warner Cable in New York, so much so that he actually canceled his whole installation and he went with somebody else.
Good.
Really?
Yep.
That's the way to do that stuff.
On Twitter.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, I called up Verizon Fios, and, you know, they're not in the neighborhood yet. They say possibly within the next couple of months. And believe me, the minute that I'm informed that they're here, I am dumping Time Warner cable.
It really is amazing that under the circumstances, these companies get away with what they get away with. They influence politicians, so there's no regulatory enforcement of anything. You know, once in a while you get a class action suit, and maybe the people that are involved get 30 cents on the dollar for whatever their inconvenience is.
I will tell
you. It's all window dressing. It's all BS. It's more typical. These people that work for these companies get into the federal bureaucracy, and they stay there, and they feather their own nest, and then they go back after they've done what they want to do to fix whatever their quote-unquote problem is, and it goes on and on and on and on and on.
We used to have, we had Cox and Comcast here in Northern Virginia, and I hated both of them. And then we got Fios, and they install all new wiring and hardware for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have not had to call them one time for technical service since we've had the service in the last 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, if you get it, go with it. Because the cable, when they say it's dead, they buried it, it's true.
I have Fios on the farm, and I don't have great luck with it. We had an outage last week that came from some problem they have down the line. It wasn't me, but they have a line that goes across from my house to the streets, 1,100 feet. The driveway is 1,400 feet. So they put a power source, a booster, in the middle of it, and they put it in a place where the cows could. They put a plastic cover over, but one of the cows put its foot on it and broke into it. That's what happened to my
fire. They didn't bury it deep enough.
No, they didn't bury it deep enough. 28 after on good day.
Yeah, that's funny.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey fans, Exigen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exigen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exigen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-800-259-9231. 1-877-5-FATE-TV. Each additional Fate TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FateTV.com. FateTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Today's Doug Staff and Good Day program, my continuing participation, courtesy of the folks in Ireland who want you to discover Ireland, and so we'll spend some time talking about some of the other reasons that you will have a good time if you come over here. For a good time, call Ireland. That's what ought to be in all of the signs everywhere.
I saw their phone number on the bathroom stall at this restaurant I was at last night.
For a good time, call Ireland. And if you haven't got any, you have no sense of direction, just head east. Right? Get in a boat and head east. You're going to hit here probably first. No such thing as no chance in life. Don't think about the things that you can't do. Think about the things that you can do. I think that that's pretty applicable to what's going on here in Ireland. You find more and more of these stories, Richie, of people who have started businesses. And maybe Guinness is a good example of that, but there is an entrepreneurial spirit here. Even though this country is on the surface, at least what you read about it, you think maybe they're somewhat socialistic. Because the government's involved in lots of different things. But there still are a lot of accommodations for small businesses, or at least that's the way it looks.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of mom-and-pop businesses there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
More than the chains.
And their IT boom was a boom, and unfortunately it's softened up quite a bit, but they had a big boom.
Well, I think that there are still a lot of people that are employed, as we were learning, where the folks who live sort of north and east of town. There's a big, there's a community that's very wealthy there. I can't remember what the name of it is, but at any rate, yeah, there are, we have, there are suburbs here, like there are suburbs around New York, Westchester County, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, we're learning about life here in Ireland and why it's kind of a fun place to be. Here's something else that we have, I guess, taught you in a manner of speaking. When I say we, Dr. Ken Kronos and I have been talking about various supplements that work for you over the course of the last few years. And here's one that comes to mind for those of you who are not doing well when it comes to joint pain, and you've tried a lot of things. Maybe you've got the shots. Maybe you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin. You've done things, but you can't seem to run away, literally and figuratively, from the pain. So here's the latest suggestion, and one that works, because this actually makes a lot of sense. Ultra Joint is the new product imported by Solana Health. And these folks that brought you Cardiol, we all know how well that works. So glucosamine doesn't work for you anymore, then you need to try Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint has a great combination of lots of different ingredients that reduce your inflammation, they reduce your pain. The ingredients that you will be taking are vitamins and minerals and herbs and something that comes out of an eggshell, the membrane around the inside, that little white business on the inside of an egg. You never thought it was good for anything, but it's good for this. Anti-inflammatories are all through Ultra Joint. I've been using it. Roberta's been using it. A lot of people that I know are using it. And you can try a two-week course of this free. Ultra Joint, safe, registered, and they want you to see how it works. And so confident it'll work for you, they'll give you a free two-week trial. Call this number right now. You ready? 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You get the free trial. You'll pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. 888-809-6424. You don't have to live with joint pain. Order Ultra Joint now, free. 888-809-6424.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Minutes for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are featuring our Irish connection. DiscoverIreland.com/The Gathering. Be a good place for you to get information about what's going on here. All of next year is devoted to bringing in folks from all around the world, whether you're Americans, whether you're Russians. Can't be too many Irish in Russia, though.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really? Helen McDade is with the Tourism Development Office called... How do you pronounce that in Irish? That is Gaelic, right?
Falta, Ireland.
Falta, Ireland. That's Falta. Gaelic. Falta.
Yeah, close.
Falta.
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 Oh, no.
Isn't it?
Don't spit on us.
You know, it's one thing when he goes to a Middle Eastern country or South America or something like that, but when he goes to an English-speaking country and he can't speak their language, we know we're in trouble.
There's a little twist.
That can be a hard one, now, in fairness.
It can be, right, exactly. All right, so under the circumstances, all of the various reasons we've gone through, because we've been in Dublin, we sort of focused on Dublin.
Mm.
But there are tour buses that come to the major cities, Shannon and
Absolutely.
Dublin and
yeah.
Belfast, and they take people all over the country. So what's a good tour? The problem with Americans is, and maybe people from all around the world, they take the general run-of-the-mill, okay, I'm getting on this bus here and I'm going, I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So there's
got
to be an inside. There's got to be some guy named Fred who does, or Kieran or Ronan who do great tours that people can get, if they can get a hold of them, they can really get to the nooks and crannies
nooks
of Ireland.
I guess, to me, one of the nooks and crannies of Ireland is to be in Ireland, you just need to be. If you're kind of moving all
to
the time,
be.
Yeah, you just kind of need to
I'm
be.
I'm not very good at being, though. I'm a mover.
He's horrible at being.
I'm not really good at being.
Yeah.
I need to move.
We could keep you entertained. You can move, but you sometimes kind of just need to sit and soak it up and take the time to chat and go and talk to people and potter. Do you ever potter?
I putter, but I don't potter.
Okay, then you need to learn to potter.
But
if you
puttering
can't be, you can potter.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the things that I have taken a great note of being here, and I have in England as well. I think I've actually done this in many places I've been, and I'm just now thinking about it, going to cemeteries and seeing. I was in a cemetery the other day, and it really, there were several reasons for our stopping there, not the least of which is it was an old cemetery with an old tower. So when the Vikings came, or whoever it was that was invading, they put all the important things that were from this church into this tower, and they take up the gate so they couldn't, they had a rise.
Yeah, this Vikings
so they had a
clever.
Ladder. Yes,
yeah.
Right, yeah. So, you know, you see that, and you see how these buildings were built, actually. This particular cemetery had people buried in it 1,000 years ago, last week.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I don't see at home, although maybe it's done, Richie or Jennifer, you may bring me up to date on this. In England and here, I've noted that people who die, they put their picture actually up on the stone.
Really?
Yeah.
We did that for my grandparents, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, some of them do that, actually.
Yeah, there was a young girl who had died, and her picture was there, and a man, 53. And I remembered it from England, but I don't, see it anywhere else. So there are people who do go around. My former wife, God love her, used to take it's not a sketching pad, but she used to do rubbing.
Oh, the tracing. Do the tracing.
Yeah, around
find
all
the grave.
These.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'd go to all
what
of the
she
old...
What did she do with them all?
I don't have the slightest idea. She passed away last year, and God knows where they're probably stuck someplace in a box. But she would go and take the children and teach them how to do these rubbings, and they would learn about the history of an area from looking at the rubbings that came from the cemetery, which when you think about it, that's... So do you have a cemetery tour?
I'm not sure about that one, but it could
maybe
be
that's
arranged.
An idea. See, somebody could start. I can start my own business. I mean, your cemetery tours of Ireland.
That might be a niche market, I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, but a lot of people who have the heritage, all this genealogy stuff, they want to go, okay, where's my Aunt Mildred or whatever her name is? Where's she buried?
Yeah. And there's a lot, too, on Christian heritage and what you were talking about, like kind of all the churches and the graveyards, and particularly down the East Coast, would do a lot around the whole Christian heritage.
Right.
And all the churches. And, like, there's some fantastic sites out there. And I mean, that's a kind of great way to kind of explore, I guess, the lesser explored parts of the country as well. So it's a good way to kind of, I guess people use that phrase, real Ireland. To me, it's all real Ireland, but it's something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great now because we have the roads and everything are
the
so...
The roads are great now.
The roads
Although
are great.
There are, when we went up to this... I'm trying to remember, we were coming back from Belfast, and off of the M1, we went into this little village, and I was refreshed. I was happy, actually, to see a little narrow road.
Mm.
I can remember driving on those when I was much younger in England,
yeah,
and meeting buses and trucks, and
yeah,
you think there's no place for you to go, but you can get out of the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah, no,
they
it
can
works.
Figure out how to get
yeah.
around you, and so that the old Heath Roads, I think they were called.
Bog Roads, is
Bog
that?
Bog Roads, yeah.
Well, they're not too far off the motorway. If you go off the motorway, it won't take
see,
you long to
see, that's what people
them.
Love, the charm, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there, you can see there are a lot of dairy farms around here.
Yes.
A lot of sheep herds, mm-hmm, are around, with shepherds with the sheep.
Yeah.
And they used to be more on the road, kind of. Now they're, yeah, a little more contained. But
yeah,
you can see a lot of that.
Well, you can. And then this time of the year, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of tractors, which if you're not in a rush, is great and it's very sweet and very cute, but if you're trying to get somewhere...
I'm a dairy farmer back
oh,
in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Great.
So I'm on the road all the time with tractors,
so
and I live on a narrow
tractors.
Old country road, and it's the same thing,
yeah,
except there's way too many people, way too many cars. They always want to drive you off the road.
Yeah.
But over here, they have patience.
Well, they do,
that.
And we actually have... It's a very well-mannered system, really. It's like the minute there's a space, the tractors will pull in, and
yeah,
the cars pass.
Right.
So it actually works. You just,
yeah,
kind of go with it.
Yeah. I think I'm going to send over some of the hats that I have developed back in America that say, I farm, you eat, and you put them out so that people who are not aware...
You know, that's a good idea, because I'm on the food end of things, so that would be a great thing to make sure people are connecting the farming to what they're eating whenever they go out.
So are there farm tours also?
There are some farm tours. There's actually a few different farms are open. Some are open for the kind of children's activities. There's a great one in Dublin. Actually, it's a city Centre Farm in Dublin.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually been renovated at the minute, but I can't remember the acreage.
In the city. That's
in
really
the city.
Amazing.
It's actually out near Dundrum Shopping Centre. It's called Airfield Farm.
Really?
Yeah, and they have all of their own livestock, and it's an amazing place.
Well, even here, I would think that children have been divorced, although there's more people farming than there are back in the States. Children are divorced from the reality where food comes from. So, as this is an international, the local board movement is now an international movement, here and pretty much everywhere else, people want to be connected with the food, and because they know what kind of garbage they get from most sources.
Yeah, and actually that's one of the things, because the recession the last couple of years, people are much more conscious of Irish produce and what is Irish, and they're much more appreciative and recognise the quality, not just of the product itself, but even the kind of the cuisine in the restaurants and what they can get like kind of in restaurants and bars here, and just the flavours and how it's produced. It's actually a much better quality than they would previously have thought. Oh, Irish food's no good, and it's not. And I think the recession has really made people realize that.
Yeah. Well, the food is an attraction, just the general ambiance that's here. And I think that's what people need to keep in their mind. All right, very nice to have this chat with you. Helen McDade from Tourism Development, Fulcha. How can you Fulcha for saying it that way? I can't Fulcha.
We'll get there.
Yeah, she will. All right, very nice to have you here, Helen. Take good care. And people who are, again, interested in what's going on this next year, discoverireland.com/thegathering. Discoverireland.com. It's 11 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2 Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
A daily disruption that can turn into an obsession. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Questions to answer honestly at the office today. How many times will you check your email? How many times do you check it at home before you leave the house and when you return? Too many to count? Well, there are no 12-step programs in place yet, but a new survey shows Americans are developing an addiction to email and text messaging for that matter, too. Here are the numbers. 50% of those surveyed admit to being hooked on keyboard communication. A year ago, it was only 15%.
And that would be okay if most people were great writers and had great language arts and had a real flair for putting thoughts and feelings across in the emails, but that doesn't often happen.
That's Sherry Bliss, an author and expert on email etiquette, who says what you type can easily be misunderstood.
Even though you send a message that you didn't mean to sound sarcastic or snide, just because of the way you structured your sentence or the words that you chose, it can be received that way. They can't hear your tone. They can't see you.
And there's more from this email survey. Half of those questions said they check email or text messages while driving. A third check email in the middle of the night. And 60% say they check their emails while in the bathroom. Sherry Bliss adds that a growing number of Fortune 500 companies are going with something called email-free Fridays, forcing their employees to actually talk to each other. Now, here's something else that will matter to you. Growing up, I was a picky eater, drove my mother nuts, and now, circle of life, my two daughters, pickier than I was. Any meal is a challenge. We tell them they're having scrambled eggs for dinner, though. Their eyes light up. Our eggs happen to be Eggland's Best. My family has been enjoying these terrific eggs for years. If you check the website, Eggland.com, you get the full story. The hens that lay these eggs are on a patented, high-quality vegetarian diet. No added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. All of this produces eggs that are lower in saturated fat. How much lower? 25% lower. And Eggland's Best was judged the best-tasting egg from the American Culinary Chefs for the large, cage-free, and organic varieties. Better yet, Eggland's Best will get a big thumbs up from the picky eaters in your house. Everything's complicated. What we all need once in a while is a decision made simple. Eggland's Best. Believe me, if the Weiss family loves them, you will too. The nation's biggest manufacturer of the traditional light bulb says it's ready to compete in the energy-efficient fluorescent bulb market. Those Curly Q fluorescent bulbs burn a quarter of the energy to produce as much light. General Electric announcing that it will introduce the new high-efficiency incandescent bulbs by the year 2010 and would be twice as energy-efficient as the current incandescent bulbs. As to how this will affect all those how many people does it take to change a light bulb jokes, well, that remains to be seen. Now, as we continue. In the medical column today, all those rumors over the years about red wine and heart health may have had some validity after all. Red wine's magic ingredient is a compound called resveratrol. Researchers from the University of Wisconsin found the compound blocked the decline in heart function typically associated with aging. So, the next time you go into a restaurant, ask the waiter for their finest bottle of resveratrol. Elsewhere, a recent survey shows that only 5% of adults who feel they have too much underarm sweat have consulted a physician. 8 million Americans suffer from excessive sweating, which is a medical condition known as hyperhidrosis. Dr. Deanna Glazer, a dermatologist, says hyperhidrosis patients sweat up to 5 times more than average.
These folks with hyperhidrosis will sweat even when they're not in a hot environment. Their body is producing the sweat even when it's physiologically not necessary.
The survey also shows 60% of adults would be more embarrassed by sweat stains as compared to having acne or being overweight. Couple of closing notes. First, all kinds of things can cause a car accident, like cell phone distractions and almost anything else, but it's not often a bug is to blame. Tim Reed of Avon, New York, found that out when a bug flew into his vehicle. Hey, we're not talking about a swarm of bees here. We're talking about a single bug which landed on Tim's arm and caused a pretty serious crash. Tim swerved into a tractor trailer filled with 200 gallons of diesel fuel, which spilled all over the road and caused quite a mess. Somehow, Tim Reed saw suffered only minor injuries. And how about Bobby Guffey of Roanoke, Indiana? He plays a regular set of numbers in the Indiana lottery called the Hoosier Lotto. Recently, he lost his regular play slips, had to fill out new ones, and he did it right in the store where the lighting was dim, and Bobby forgot his glasses. He made a mistake when he filled out the slip. Instead of a 46, he marked down a 48. You guessed it, that mistake resulted in him winning $3 million. In golf, that's called a good miss. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 Sandy for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.